If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie, the flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer-owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy. I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's Tillamook.com. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
Trigger warning. If you are a millennial, you are going to have hard problems with this show. We saw Space Jam, so you know what that means. At the beautiful Chicago Theater to talk about a movie that is Chicago. Bill Murray, Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny. All of them are here in a movie that could be a movie that some of you think is flawless. And I'm here to tell you, you might be wrong. It might be great, but not for the reasons that you think. We're gonna get into it all. Brief synopsis of the plot. This is a movie, very simple premise. There is a theme park on another world, and they need to entertain the guests. So the plan is to put the Looney Tunes into slavery and keep their park a tourist spot. However, what they weren't betting on was that Bugs Bunny had a trick up his sleeve, and that trick was before they could be taken into slavery, they would play a basketball game. Bugs recruits Michael Jordan to join him in a weird netherworld underneath our planet. We'll get into it. While the cockroaches from the alien planet steal the souls of basketball players. Again, a perfect film, succinctly told. To talk about this film that I can easily say none of us grew up on is my co-host, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks? How we doing, Chicago? Oh, all right, balcony. Yeah.
All right, oh. Jason.
Paul.
Did you ever see Space Jam?
Today was the first time I've seen Space Jam.
Jason, today was the first time I've ever seen Space Jam. And to add insult to injury, I did do an abbreviated live read of Space Jam with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan at UCB.
Really?
But it cut out a lot of the parts of this movie, yes. I thought that Wayne Knight, who I played, was the bad guy.
Well, it kind of is.
A little bit.
Oh, boy. This movie, I know this is going to be controversial for a lot of you. This movie is fucking terrible. I know that if you are a boy, probably from Chicago, of a certain age, this is insane to even consider. But this movie is straight trash.
Hold on, Jason. Maybe there are kids out here who grew up just loving a good old-fashioned cash grab. Maybe they just wanted to see
this
their
movie.
Favorite products advertised
for
85
about,
minutes.
Or talked about. Half of the products are just mentioned by name simply to shoehorn them in there.
I believe 8 minutes of this movie is a clip reel of Michael Jordan on shitty, grainy video.
Yes, and another 8 minutes is just clips of Looney Tunes cartoons, old ones. This whole movie is a clip package. Fuck this movie. Also, fuck you, Chicago.
On that note, I bring out the looniest tune of them all, my co-host, Miss June Diane Raphael! How are you, June?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
I'm great. June, Space Jam came out in 1996. Did you see it in the theater?
I did not.
First time seeing Space Jam?
Today. Today, this very day. So, I want to get to the bottom of the just premise of the movie and where it started. Was the idea to figure out a way to get Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes together?
They've been wanting to work together for a while.
Michael
Jordan had met Bugs Bunny. They wanted to work together.
They were looking for a vehicle.
They were trying to find a project.
Or was it just Michael Jordan has a number of deals with these various brands, and we have to make a movie about it?
June, I will say that the basis of this movie is a little bit more wild. It's based on a commercial, and I'd like to play the commercial.
An advertisement?
What's the commercial for?
Well, Nike's, of course.
Oh, okay.
So here is the commercial that this movie, someone was like, got it, that's the movie. Just give me 88 more commercials, and we got a whole movie.
Across the universe, people are asking, what fiend would steal Air Jordans? More Air Jordans for me.
Pebble Beach.
This is no way for a pampered superstar to travel.
What the shoes?
And they're all mine.
Give me those Air Jordans.
Now, yes, now, yes, now, yes, now, yes, now, yes, now, yes, now, no, yes, no, yes, no. Take these or else.
Saved by a clever edit. Things seem bleak for our hero. Wait, a giant pencil with an equally giant eraser. I smell trouble. I smell popcorn.
You got better popcorn?
Eat it while it's hot.
Eat it while it's better.
Our heroes have made the world safe for truth, justice.
And Mike's royalty checks from Nike.
That's all, folks.
That's my client's line. It says so on my deal.
Jeez.
Okay.
That was exhausting.
Was this what commercials were like?
I don't know.
In 1996, that was a short commercial.
That, like, gave me seizures. What was that?
I felt like I was watching, like, an Adult Swim. I don't know.
I mean, it is a lot going on. They packed a lot into it. The director of that commercial is the director of this movie.
Oh, boy.
That
adds up. Well,
this
is what's so crazy about the movie, because to get to that, which is the basic idea of it's fun to see Michael Jordan with Looney Tunes, the premise of this movie, Space Jam, I guess we'll talk about the title later and what it means, but why? But what a long way they went. What a long road they traveled.
Oh, yeah.
To get there, there had to be an easier way to get those two things to meet than this plot that we
Oh, really?
We
I
watched.
Mean, here's one thing that could have made this movie a million times easier. Marvin the Martian is from outer space.
Why not?
And would maybe want to be a bad guy, and then that would set up the stakes.
Why not just have it be Michael Jordan enters the Looney Tunes world?
Great.
Just like
easy,
Roger Rabbit.
Easy,
nope.
Easy, easy.
So this exists in a world in which there is a different animated world, which is the world of Danny DeVito's animation characters.
Yes.
And they exist in our outer space.
The Looney Tunes, not Looney Tunes.
The Looney Tunes cartoons exist at the center of our Earth.
In there.
Yes. So
they are beneath us right now.
The Looney Tunes live in the crust of the Earth.
Is that canon? Is that understood that the Looney Tunes
Can
universe is the
cite
core?
Some source material?
And it's a world in which humans watch Looney Tunes, and people in space watch Looney Tunes, and it seemingly is a world in which the Looney Tunes are currently shooting,
yeah.
Because at one point, when they are captured, the cartoon stops. So, but it never in this film, where the Looney Tunes
We're
are just as...
calling this a film?
Never in this 88-minute commercial.
This isn't Unspooled. This isn't a film. This is a Space Jam.
I cannot tell you how many people said that this movie would be better served on Unspooled. When Michael Jordan lands in Looney Tunes land, never does he say, "Whoa, Bugs Bunny, wow." Michael Jordan is nonplussed by being brought into the center of the Earth and interacting with legends from his childhood that we know he knows, because he goes, hey.
He just saw them on TV.
He's like, watch Roadrunner instead of a bad news report about how much I suck at baseball.
No, he just saw these. He gets brought into the Looney Tunes universe and literally should be like, I just saw you on TV.
I grew up with you. Bugs, I love you.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Oh, hey, Bugs.
Is it...
His energy is like, of course, next.
Is it a...
And what else are we doing?
Gina, you think it's like a comment on celebrity that Michael Jordan at this point, a gigantic celebrity, he's unfazed by everything. He's seen it all.
Listen, all I could think about watching this movie was how much time Michael Jordan spent just acting on his own in front of a green screen.
Oh my God.
I mean, weeks just doing...
Just
reactions and lines
with like tennis balls on sticks.
I mean, by the way,
and he's like, no,
I don't even.
You're reacting like that's Bugs. Bugs is that. That's Daffy.
I mean, I honestly don't even. I think that you're being kind. I don't even think the eye lines were good in this movie.
Oh no,
it is fisheye lens on him. It feels like the camera is like mounted on his chest. Like a lot of the times, his head and neck are arcing backwards, like someone's like dangling a knife at his throat, like, get back, I'm gonna get back. And I read a lot of stuff before, like, well, yeah, Michael Jordan's not a great actor. He's not a great actor. I don't
I
have
a
problem
a
with.
Job.
Don't think I have a problem with him as an actor in this movie. I think he is doing an admirable job in this movie. I don't. I mean, it's an insane thing, but it's like.
I don't know.
Jason?
Like,
Michael
would
Jordan
I have
is
rather Charles Barkley had been the lead of this movie?
I mean...
Or Larry Bird?
By the
Come
way...
Come on, Larry Bird? I mean, let's bring... What if it was Larry
Rodman.
Bird, Danny Ainge, Robert Parrish, classic Celtics lineup?
No... Michael Jordan is a legend, and I find him to be, I mean, he's not an actor, and so you're watching it with that in mind, and you're giving him that runway to
sure.
work with.
And no, and he was totally fine. I'm teasing you. Totally
yes,
fine.
I think but he does a totally capable, competent job.
Especially
period.
When you consider that he was alone all the time.
Yes.
All
he
the time.
And all the other actors, for the most part in this movie, if you were to make a graph, you could say 99% of the other actors are not actors. They are sports stars.
Yes, but like, so, if you think about what Michael Jordan is doing in this movie, Michael Jordan is a part of a sociology experiment. He is acting alone for a month?
Yeah.
I mean, a month.
That would make a person go crazy.
Sure.
To do what he did.
It could make someone, a grown man even, grow a Hitler mustache.
Michael Jordan was so good, he could reinvent that mustache.
Chicago.
He could take that mustache back. That's how good he was.
He could reclaim the Hitler mustache.
Yes. I will say this. If I'm Charles Barkley... And we all know that Charles Barkley, great player, even better commentator on NBA games. But I would be a little bit offended that they named a dog after me.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Jordan's dog is Charles Barkley. But, like, the dog is named Charles. I'd be like, motherfucker, I showed up to your movie. You named a dog after me? Fuck you, Michael. Go fuck yourself. Call that dog Shaq. I mean, seriously, I thought that was offensive to Charles Barkley.
When that dog is attacking Michael when he comes back from the baseball game and he's not done well and the dog comes out and tackles him, right, and is licking his face or whatever, the woman that comes out to take the dog away, I believe threatens to cook the dog. I believe she says that I will cook you. I was like, whoa.
And that wasn't his wife. That wasn't Teresa.
That was his wife's mother, I believe.
Okay. By the way, why does the school bus get out in front of, or the Little League bus get out in front of Michael Jordan's house? Like, I assume Michael's wife.
Well, you can just put in a request to have a Little League bus get off at your house.
Got it.
You just have to file a request with the town. I've done it.
By the way, it was so funny. It wasn't like the boy just got off. I think his mom is the coach. It was everyone got off and scattered.
I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family, we had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. When you travel, do concerns back home nag at you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? Well, if they do, that's why you should invest in SimpliSafe Home Security today. That's right. For award-winning security and peace of mind wherever you go, SimpliSafe wants to be there with you by actually not going there at all, but staying at your house. Listen, Newsweek ranked it the best customer service in home security. Plus, it gives you whole home protection, sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Plus, a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, no contracts, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to tell you this. It's worth it for the peace of mind to know that when I'm on tour, when I'm out there in the UK, I can check in on my house. And with the time difference between LA and Europe, I loved having the 24/7 professional monitoring service in case something happened when I was asleep or not reachable. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind, and I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/bonkers. That's simplisafe.com/bonkers. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I have to say, the one thing that I thought was the most comical was that Michael Jordan lives a very modest existence. This is arguably the richest, like, biggest celebrity of the time. And he's living in 3-bedroom, maybe a 4-bedroom, probably not even a pool in that house. Like, not even a house that you would showcase, like, on a sitcom. It is a modest house, and he's staying in a hotel that looks like a Motel 6.
I thought they were maybe trying to prove a point about his transition into baseball.
That's what I assumed as well. Yeah,
that he just was would in... stop at McDonald's, get a big Coke, sit in that room by himself. He's drinking out of a McDonald's cup. Oh. Just watching the recap of the game.
What, honestly, Chicago, what was good about this movie?
Everything. Everything is what we're saying. Can I show you? We did talk about the sociological experiment of Michael Jordan. I wanted to show you a little bit of what that sociological experiment looked like. This is Michael Jordan playing against green screen creatures to get a sense of the hell he was in.
Oh my God.
He is in a world
honestly,
of full green, surrounded by
job.
Men of green.
He did a great job.
That's terrifying. I guarantee he has nightmares about this.
This is
a nightmares where he's surrounded by green men.
And it's at
and
the
nobody's
point.
And nobody's talking to him. This is a nightmare.
It's at the point, too, where green screen technology is not quite great yet, so everything is green. Like, that is a hellscape. Because what was really fun about Roger Rabbit was, I think for the most part of the movie, or at least I remember it, a lot of the cartoons were in the real world. Here, Michael Jordan is in the cartoon world. And that's weird. And by the way, he's disappeared. Michael has disappeared.
From a golf game with Larry Bird, Bill Murray, and Wayne Knight's character. He gets lassoed into the cup. Is it called a cup?
Yeah.
The hole of a golf.
The hole.
Wow.
Hole
I've never played golf. The hole at the end of a golf round.
The old tin cup, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure, Kevin Costner. The old tin cup. He gets a hole in one. He reaches in, and Yosemite Sam's lasso comes out and sucks him in. And Bill Murray and Larry Bird are like, cool.
This is also a movie where an alien spaceship flies over a minor league baseball game, and they're like, whoa. Anyway, what's going on with the Barons?
Everything's totally cool.
They also, at the end of the movie, it lands. Wayne Knight gets off. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jordan. Like, wait, hold on. That's a fucking cartoon spaceship.
It's not just a spaceship. Again, keep in mind, cartoons are invading the real world. It's not just that it's a spaceship. It is a cartoon spaceship. You know, like,
that's what's so weird. I guess I don't know. Is the presence of cartoons just integrated into this reality? I don't know. It seems like people are just okay with cartoons living, worlds of cartoons living underneath them, above them.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, June. We need to build a wall to keep these cartoons out of our country. Build that wall? Question mark?
All right, let me talk about the other troubling thing about this movie. When they agree...
Just the one other.
Just one more. And then everything else is just gold.
The movie is built around this conceit like they need to learn how to play basketball to beat the Monstars who have stolen the souls. We'll get into the stealing of the souls in a second. But to beat this other team that seemingly is unbeatable. They don't ever learn or train. It's like they extracted...
Wait, but can you back up for a second?
Yes.
So the reason... This is why, to me, it's such a long road to travel. So the reason why they're playing basketball, and we've set up that there's a basketball game...
Yes.
...to compete in, is because the... aliens have an amusement park?
No.
What? Oh.
No, the reason why they picked basketball as the sport was because they looked at a lineup and they said,
okay. And they looked shorter.
They're so short.
But they're not that much shorter. That was the other problem I had.
The aliens are bigger than Tweety Bird. They're bigger than some of the Looney Tunes.
But Tweety wasn't going to play. I mean, he was just going to be more of the bench guy.
Tweety was in the game.
Tweety goes into an iron lung. Tweety literally is in an iron lung.
Listen, what year is it? 1996?
1996, the year of Adventures of Pinocchio.
Polio is still all over the place. And it's most affecting our canaries.
So just back up for one more second, please, 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 please. So, okay, in this other world that's up there in outer space, there's an amusement park.
Moron Mountain. Which is a clever play on Magic Mountain because Warner Brothers owns stake in Magic Mountain. So the way that they were going to tie it in is make it really fun, call it Moron Mountain, and say that the rides suck.
Wait, you
kind of make
Warner
kids
Brothers...
want to go to Magic Mountain.
Oh, so that's a Disney slam?
Magic Mountain, like as in Six Flags?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
Six Flags.
I'm being serious. Like,
Wait, Warner Brothers owns Six Flags?
So Warner Brothers has a deal with Six Flags Magic Mountain. So all the Warner Brothers characters appear there. So they're like, oh, this is a fun tie-in. Like, our characters are there. But what they do is present the shittiest thing and say, like, so technically in our world, they've won because all of our those characters do perform at Magic Mountain.
Wait, oh, what?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not kidding. I don't know what you just said.
I do right. understand. I wish I didn't, but I do understand.
I also
understand.
Suspect, I have an inkling that I don't care.
So Magic Mountain is a thing that exists.
Sure.
Six Flags.
And so, Moron Mountain is a takeoff of that.
That's right. correct. So in the world that we are all living in and occupying and sustaining, this world... In that, like, if we were to go to a Six Flags right now, we would see...
Magic Mountain.
No, we would see
the Looney Tunes characters.
Right, but would we see Moron Mountain?
Well, no.
No. But, Jason, you're getting confused. Okay, Jason, we would see Magic Mountain, and we would be there, which is the play on Moron Mountain. So
right, but I want to see Moron Mountain from Space Jam.
Okay.
Because I love Space Jam because I'm a Space Jam nut.
The Looney Tunes characters would be there, which means that in reality, the one that we're all in,
The Monstars.
The Monstars won.
They have put them into slavery at Magic Mountain.
Because they would have been there.
Because
in the real world, they won.
Wait, so we're living in a post-Monstars victory?
Yes.
Right now, in this moment that we're all in.
Are we in the Matrix?
You got to ask Keanu about this.
Siri, call Keanu Reeves.
That's really disturbing.
All right, so...
Wow. Shocking.
When they do decide to play this basketball
Wait,
game...
Wait, but okay, oh, so yeah. Paul, I'm sorry, back up, buddy. So Moron Mountain. So the amusement park isn't doing well, or people are complaining?
Yes, you saw what happened in Moron Mountain. There's a ride where a cigarette or a cigar flame ignites the ride, shooting the passengers of the ride car out and crashing them down into a pit. To which the son of the father is like, this place sucks. Then Danny DeVito's like, everyone says our place sucks. We need to make it great. We need something crazy. We need something loony. Looney Tunes. Go get Looney Tunes. A very simple A to B
clean
to C.
Clean premise.
The Danny DeVito character also has a bank of monitors. And he sits on a remote control that makes each TV play a different Looney Tunes clip. What button would he have had to have clicked? What button gives you Looney Tunes on every screen,
but
no
different.
Repeats?
So then they go to get the Looney Tunes.
What? Yeah, they're going to get the Looney Tunes. That's why they tie Bugs Bunny up in all those chains and then bring him to the town hall to say... Guys, we're fucked. We're being shipped out of here, and we are on a slave journey. We are now being taken to the moon to work as indentured servants.
So then where does basketball play in?
So Bugs Bunny then quickly comes up with a plan and goes, you can't kidnap us unless you give us a shot. Or some bullshit.
He writes it in like a fake rule book.
Yes, and tapes it in there very badly. And then presents it to them. Like, okay, yeah, we'll give you a chance. And they go, well, we can play
and
him in
why
anything.
Why do they give him a chance?
Because they're fair.
All right.
You know what? No one ever wants to, you know, nerd luck pound, nerd luck blanco, nerd luck bang, nerd luck bump kiss, and nerd luck not. They are fair characters.
Is that their names?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys like this movie?
And, yeah, you know, so
Okay,
Pound,
so then,
Bang, Knot, and Bumpkiss and Blanco, they say,
we'll give you a shot.
We'll give you a shot.
And then Bugs Bunny says, looks at all of their stats and sees that they're a little bit smaller, yeah, but not much.
Not much.
Not really much. And says, we will challenge them to a game of basketball?
Yep.
A game that none of the Looney Tunes themselves know.
Right. Right. They're just...
Like, why not challenge them to a game of, like, anvil tossing? Or... you know, any of the Looney Tunes sweet spots.
I mean,
yeah, they really
just racing
went outside their comfort zone.
Racing the Roadrunner would be a great one. Easy.
Road
a race.
Race.
Just a race.
Boom.
But the coyote would probably fuck it up. It's a movie, though, so they pick this thing that they're not good at. And here's what I think I'm really missing from the plot.
A plot?
Is you kind of want some of the Bad News Bears training montage. They don't do anything to train for the game besides watch Richard Simmons. They kind of rest it all on Michael Jordan. They meet one good player, Lola Bunny, who... Well, let's meet Lola
really?
Bunny now.
If you are here and your man just whooped at Lola Bunny...
Yeah.
You need to break up tonight.
Lola Bunny, clearly in the tracks of Jessica Rabbit, a sexualized character, and she comes in. Well, I wouldn't say she's sexualized, but she is definitely...
You wouldn't say she was sexualized?
I mean, she was sexualized... But she
right.
spoke out against it.
That's
Bunny
what I was
is
saying,
like,
yes.
horny for Lola Bunny, and she's like, no, no, no.
So much that he pops a human erection. He literally is stiff as a board when she touches him. His whole body becomes a giant Bugs Bunny dick.
His whole body becomes a Bugs Bunny dick?
Didn't you see that moment where his whole body goes up?
Yeah.
Fully erect. In the air. But Lola Bunny comes in. You know, she's, you know, Bugs Bunny's not wearing pants, yet she is.
Like, here's the
thing.
Bugs
Bunny also not wearing a top.
This is great. Lola Bunny is wearing clothes.
Yeah.
So now we have precedent for bunnies needing clothes. That means, in juxtaposition, that Bugs is nude. And I came. Like, Michael Jordan is alone in a room. I want you guys, because you guys might not understand, Michael Jordan is currently... right here, entirely surrounded by green screen and people in green screen uniforms being like...
Not even doing the voices of these characters because...
Silent people wearing all green. Just think about that. And he is forced to cycle through every face he has.
And I genuinely believe, can you go backwards, Paul, for just a second to where you just were for a second ago? Right here, I guarantee if he turned this way, he was shooting a BVD's ad. Same framing.
So Lola Bunny comes in, shows everyone she's great at basketball, and then leaves. It didn't seem like it was a tryout day. It just seemed like we're practicing. Anyway, little do they know that our amazing... Pound, Blanco, Bang, Bumpkiss, and Knot are stealing the souls of basketball players.
You're saying souls.
They say the word stealing. Talent.
Yeah,
But hold on. They seem, well, at least Charles Barkley, like, walks into a wall. Bonk. Like, that doesn't
seem to... So you think it's your soul that keeps you from walking into walls?
I feel like they...
I have an update. There is no soul. It does not exist. It is not stealable. They steal their talent.
Well, but what I would say is the talent is different, reveals itself differently to each player because they seem like some seem like zombies, except for when Patrick Ewing's masculinity is questioned in a kid's movie where basically the therapist is like, do you still fuck?
Yeah. Wasn't that... That was not... That was part of, like, two horny moments that I wrote down that were almost back-to-back. Oh, because it's the Barry White-style music scene.
Yes.
That leads right into the therapist asking Patrick Ewing if he's having trouble performing anywhere else other than on the court, i.e. the bedroom. Test for
electrolytes. So, they look... CBC,
can you pause for a second? Yeah. Okay, this is Muggsy Bogues, right?
Yeah.
He is not walking.
He is definitely not walking.
He is not walking.
He is on a camera.
He's cart. He's on something with wheels because I think they wanted him to seem so short that he was even shorter than this doctor. And so they were like, we're going to have you sit on something on wheels because the joke is you're so short.
By the way, let's just break this down for you. These aliens don't know what the fuck they're doing. They are stealing the talent of two centers, two power forwards, and a point guard. That's who they have chosen for their team. Two centers, two power forwards, and a point guard. And then the shortest player ever in the NBA is one of them, Muggsy Bogues.
Well, but that's okay.
It's okay. But again, if you are trying to put together the all-star team, and I love Muggsy Bogues, it's an odd choice. And then Sean Bradley. Sean Bradley is the center that you take. Sean Bradley averages 8 points a game. Okay, this is a year where Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaquille O'Neal are playing in the NBA Finals. Two amazing centers. They take Sean Bradley.
Are you guys doing sports on Unspooled? How do you know all this?
I'm just saying I grew up in this
you
era.
You just also called him Bugsy Moogs.
Oh, sorry.
Which, by the way, he should immediately change his name to Bugsy Moogs.
But
Yeah, that guy's too big.
I mean, I think they just wanted him because he was so tall.
Maybe they had to put Muggsy Bogues on a dolly because it was trying to keep them all in one
Spike
shot.
Spike Lee shot this scene. Like, that's like a Spike Lee moment.
Everyone's always on a dolly. It's weird.
But this is an odd thing. So you watch who hits their head. We'll see.
Et cetera. And we've scheduled a 12 lead stress test in neurological.
But he's moving
he's
his
just
shoulders.
He's moving his shoulders. He's just moving. he's just moving his shoulders. You know there are like six takes where they're like, you gotta move your shoulders. Just to make it seem like, because there's six takes where he's like.
It seems to me, it also seems to me that he is on, like I feel like he is on a rolling chair that is hooked to a rope because this doctor is walking. So let's see, this is like the stormtrooper bump of head. Let's see what happens here.
EEG, reflex test.
They all did their own stunts.
What's crazy is that
I thought that was a pretty good stunt, though.
Yeah. I also didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. It was funny.
Let's watch it again, Paul.
EEG.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Will you play it again and watch Patrick Ewing? Patrick Ewing.
I wonder if Muggsy had to be on a rig because they were going to fall down on a mat. There's definitely a mat behind those guys.
Maybe. But the doctor is not. The doctor's not on a rig, right? Logical battery to include EEG. Patrick Ewing is so slow.
It's this girl.
Patrick Ewing.
Play it one more time.
Yep. Will you play it? Can we make a loop of this? Watch Patrick Ewing, please.
EEG.
Who is the best actor of this dream team?
Oh, Muggsy Bogues.
I mean, Barkley does some good stuff here.
He's great.
Oh, Barkley's the best.
5 feet, nothing. Block my shot.
When did your first start?
Okay, can you pause for a second? Why does he have Edvard Munch's The Scream? If I go to a therapist's office and they have The Scream,
I am out.
Not a print, but the painting. That is not.
Gotta
a print.
Go.
That is the painting of the screen.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to go. And if my therapist looks too much like Freud, it's a little on the nose.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. I love Squarespace. I'm in the middle of trying to balance my business life and my real life. This work-life balance, it's tough. But Squarespace has been helping me by giving me the tools to reach my goals and have time to celebrate. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the guided design system of Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layouts to styling options optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay. Plus, with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about. You choose your tone and enter what you need to get auto-generated perfect text. Anyway, I love Squarespace. I've been building sites with them from the beginning. And when I launched my book, I said I'm doing it all myself on Squarespace, and I'm very pleased with it. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the news? Well, you are not alone. Listen to Love It or Leave It, hosted by former Obama speechwriter and comedian John Lovett. As a former White House staffer, he is no stranger to political chaos. But don't worry, that doesn't mean he's keeping a cool head in today's chaos-filled news cycle. Far from it. It is the only show where you hear Golden Globe winner Greta Lee give award-worthy readings of listener mail and Kathy Griffin go off on all things MAGA. Hold tight to your sanity and listen to Love It or Leave It wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play the Patrick Ewing sex scene here. Here we go.
Look at the perspective, the forced perspective of how big Patrick Ewing is in this.
By the way, Patrick Ewing, the only, I think, actor of this bunch, because he was in one of the Exorcist movies.
Well, Charles Barkley has hosted SNL many times.
Oh, at this point, okay, you're probably right. Here we go.
Besides basketball, where you find yourself unable to perform?
Yeah. No.
I'm just asking.
And I'm...
No, I fuck. it's a crazy thing to have there. This movie is full of crazy moments.
What was Basketball Jones?
Basketball Jones. That's like a Barry White song, right? So.
Is it like a song?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Cheech and Chong.
It's Cheech and Chong. I did not know that. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
so Basketball Jones is a Cheech and Chong song remade by Chris Rock and Barry White.
Is that it? For this movie? Guys, again, I suspect this is a bad movie. I don't know about you guys, Chicago, but this seems to be... a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie because
it's not?
It shows that if you all take drugs, you'll play better.
It is a very, like, steroids is very present. And the C story for this movie is about cartoon characters needing a stronger union.
How do you mean?
They have multiple union meetings. There is, like, they are unionized in a way that is negative.
Yeah. I mean, this movie even gives up on itself at a certain point, which is Bill Murray enters the end of the film, and like, hey, which, by the way, I am always
Bill
for
Murray
Bill Murray, this era.
Bill Murray is my favorite.
Yep.
I love him so much. He elevates the movie.
1,000,000%.
He absolutely elevates the movie. And his performance... I mean, the thing that I so appreciate about Bill Murray is his performance is never sweaty. He's working on his own time frame, and he's working in a reality that we all join in on. Like, he's just so relaxed on screen. Yes.
He's confident and at ease, and he gives you faith in the movie that he's in.
Yes, and when I was with him during this movie... I was happy.
I would also argue,
and I was trying to stay with him for as long as I could.
He's the only actor besides Wayne Knight that is actually getting to interact. Like, so you feel like, oh, this is what a movie is supposed to be. Actors doing lines, being funny, not just sports stars standing very stiffly, playing other sports than what we know them for. But when he comes in, this is his intro. His second intro.
Was in this picture?
Call him Dan Aykroyd. Jokes
also,
for the kids.
Okay, so did anybody else slightly freak out about seeing Bill Murray in shorts? I loved it and I hated it. I had a crazy reaction to it.
That Bill Murray was like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. I feel like this outfit is great. I love everything about it.
I didn't mind it at all, with the exception of... This game takes place in Looney Tunes world at the center of the earth.
How did he get there?
Well, here, he'll tell you.
You've been bugging me.
Yeah?
Just how did you get here, anyway?
Producer's a friend of mine. Just had a teamster come and drop me off, you know.
Uh-huh. Boom. That's it. The movie gives up. Producer's a friend of mine, Ivan Reitman. True fact.
Yep.
They don't even try.
No. There's a lot of hand-waving, like, oh, it's a movie, don't worry.
How long is the final game? 35 minutes.
What do you mean?
This game starts and there's 35 minutes left of the movie.
Oh, wait, are you saying that we don't watch a real-time basketball game?
No, I'm saying...
Are you upset we didn't watch every quarter of this game in real time?
No, what I'm saying
is... I am, for one, grateful... That the game is only 35 minutes, if I'm being honest.
I'm saying...
I don't need to see the halftime show. I don't need to see What's Up.
I'm saying that's a long time to watch a game that is nonsense. Like, this should have been 10 minutes tops, a 10-minute game. Like, 35 minutes of this? It's only Michael Jordan jumping around CGI characters. There's not, like...
It's I guarantee like, he still has... Very vivid nightmares.
Yes.
Of green-clad people attacking
Clawing
him in a green
him.
Room. Like, that's the stuff of MJ nightmares.
I mean, we gotta... Oh, boy. was it weird to you that that Elmer Fudd just has a gun out on the court?
So many people have guns. There's multiple guns that are just, isn't there the Pulp Fiction moment has guns?
Yes. So this movie comes out 2 years after Pulp Fiction comes out, and they put in this moment with the guns, and the guns look so real. Like Elmer Fudd's like rifle is funny and whatever, but when they have that Pulp Fiction moment, that's like a Glock. It's like, and then they shoot out those monsters' teeth.
It's pretty aggressive. By the way, they're good shots.
Why is this movie called Space Jam?
So,
they're
such
not
a good
in space.
Question.
They Why? Are not in space.
How are they defining the word jam?
Well, yeah. I think like jam like
What's
basketball.
What's a jam?
Like an NBA
now,
jam?
Let me ask you this. Maybe
is
I'm,
that a thing?
Maybe I
yeah.
don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I said like NBA jam. She's like, is that a thing? And I said, yes.
Oh, then that is what it is.
What
oh,
is,
I didn't know
what
that
What is that?
Like, it was a video game called, like, NBA Jam.
There was a game?
Okay. Tell me more. Fine. I accept
it. Think,
what is it?
And you think that's the titular jam being referred to here?
Oh, my God. So, you wait. Wow. Hold on. Let's back you guys
up. It's
okay.
Up. I'm fine so, to not know.
Yeah. Like,
when
jam
people
is
get
like
together
you're jamming
to play
the
basketball.
Ball.
Let me ask you this. When people get together to play basketball, do they call it a jam?
No, but they're
okay,
jamming the basketball.
Okay, let me just say
happens
something.
To
Excuse
occur
me.
In
Excuse
space?
Me. I played basketball for many years.
Uh-huh.
I was...
June's about to dunk.
MVP of my high school team.
Sure.
And highest scorer many years in a row. I was 5'9 at the age of 11. I played basketball. I was a great player.
Wow.
You were a great player.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I like
was.
That.
I never... went to a jam. I never referred to games as jams. I genuinely
don't
know.
It's not a game. Like, no, it's not like you're... It's not like,
I never
let's go to a jam.
Basketball.
It's jamming the ball through the hoop.
I never played basketball. Here's what I'll say.
Slam dunk.
Did you play any sports?
I never played basketball. I never played basketball. I was captain of my high school soccer team.
Soccer,
I was
okay.
captain of the track team. I was president of the marching band. Don't worry about it.
We've got a pretty clear picture.
But let me be clear. Never once did I hear any of my basketball playing friends say, let's grab the ball and go jam.
You guys are so wrong on this.
What sports did you play, Paul?
Yeah, what sports did you play?
Because I know you didn't play any.
Yeah, Paul.
Intramural basketball.
Intramural?
Yep. Arsenic and old lace. Anything goes. Broadway Boundless. I wrote my own material. First of all, jam is a... Like, when you do an NBA jam, jam is a basketball term. Am I right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't just watch basketball. I'm so sorry. I played it.
Wow. Well, let's just...
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance.
Look at this. Look at these people.
Okay.
These people love it. Get a dance party.
Okay.
Get up.
Okay.
Come on, Chicago. Come on, okay, balcony. Fine.
Okay, fine.
Boo.
The fact that June and Jason were thinking about jam like the spread.
I wasn't. So now I guess I understand.
Space pervert preserves.
Now I understand the jam of it all, but the jam does not happen in space.
Right. That is the
it
problem.
It happens in the Looney Tunes.
Core.
Yes.
Can
it
I talk
in the
to
equator.
You, can I talk to you guys about...
It should
about,
be called Earth's Core Jam.
I need to talk to you guys a little bit about what happened here with these the idea of the jam.
The so, fact that you have that much paperwork
yeah,
for
what
this,
is going on?
For this movie is genuinely unsettling.
I mean, I have so much to tell you about this movie. The one thing... well, let's get into the jam facts first. Because the jam facts are good.
Oh, God, do we have to? There are jam facts? Okay.
So, Tony Hawk posted a while ago, January 5th, 2019.
The skateboarder?
Yes. He posted in
2019?
Yep.
Okay.
He posted, in 2003, I was requested to meet with Warner Brothers about doing a film tentatively titled Skate Jam. They were bringing back Looney Tunes and wanted to start on my project immediately. A week later, Back in Action bombed and Skate Jam was forever shelved. But that didn't stop them. They also discussed Spy Jam with Jackie Chan, Race Jam with Jeff Gordon,
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
This disproves
your theory
your
about
jam
the word
theory
jam.
That jam is a basketball thing.
It's not.
It's not a basketball thing. It's a skateboard thing.
I think they were drafting off of the success of Space Jam, which
drafting
is a
drafting is a cycling thing.
And a racing thing. They
Lance Armstrong has bike jam.
They also were going to do a golf-centered film with Tiger Woods, which they don't have the title for. But jam,
jam
I think.
Jam in the Woods? I think he made that movie. You know, you just have to go on Pornhub to see it.
So, I mean... Also, just to give you an idea of why they wouldn't want to change the title, guess how much money the merchandising from Space Jam has made. I don't want you guys
By
to yell
way,
it out. I don't
looking
want you...
out on the audience tonight,
yeah,
people have spent
billions.
A small fortune on Space Jam merch. Look at you, morons.
Okay.
These two idiots have bankrupted themselves.
Okay.
No doubt buying Space Jam shirts on eBay.
So, not the film, but merchandising. Like, what? Just want to put a figure on it. Any how much money the merchandising of Space Jam was? Hold on, you guys.
I'm
going to
say $1 billion.
June?
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. A grown man just walked down the aisle in a diaper.
I'm so sorry. Is there a gentleman in a diaper? Oh, here he is.
He's dressed as a baby.
Oh, he's got a baby.
And I got
baby.
Him as well.
He wants you to hold
I'm
him.
I'm going to need that man to be escorted out of the premises. Because he also appears to have my face on a bib. I will need this person, quote unquote, removed. I'd like him to space jam his way out of here.
All right.
Just quick question. Chicago, how many people are wearing diapers in the crowd?
Balcony's definitely
are living
wearing diapers.
Many. Dipe life. Late show Chicago. Hashtag dipe life. Hashtag space jam. Hashtag doing number twos while the show's going on. Don't want to miss a second. Pooping and peeing in my little boy's diaper. I'm a preposterous man. That's you. That's your theme song.
All right. Jason says $1 billion. June, what do you say?
I don't know. I would say maybe $20
million. Okay. In 2009...
This movie came out in 2009?
No, 1996. Okay. In 2009, the Chicago Tribune reported that Space Jam merchandise pulled in at least $1.2 billion. And
that's what I'm talking about, people.
And an industry insider calculated that the brand's global economic impact was closer to $4 billion or maybe $6 billion.
What are we talking
dollars?
About?
Well, let's be
what
clear.
What are we saying?
How about this? Stand up right now if you are wearing Space Jam merch. Stand up, dum-dums.
Wow.
I mean, you guys are part of the problem. Look at all this money. There's like $4,000 in merch tonight.
I mean, this movie, when it came out, was greeted with scathing reviews. People said things like this: a clear marketing tool, a relentless publicity machine, a big screen babysitter about salesmanship. Entertainment Weekly said it was greed promoted as synergy. And to paraphrase... to paraphrase that seminal media study, the Broadcast News, this is what the devil looks like. But yet,
wow,
this movie that averaged a D-plus cinema score made a worldwide gross of $230 million.
Oh, I don't know what's what anymore.
I don't want to live in this world.
Yeah.
This movie not only pissed off the critics, it pissed off the creators of Looney Tunes. They fired Mel Blanc's son from doing all the voices because he wanted more money, and they just cast different people to do the voices. Chuck Jones, who was the original animator, was like, I hate this movie. Bugs Bunny would never recruit anybody else to help him in his battles.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I mean, it's some crazy, crazy stuff. The thing that I'm disturbed at, and I don't think people really talk about, is when they take the talent of the NBA stars, they turn into, like, terrifying creatures, as if their talent is steroids personified.
Yeah, I agree. I also took issue with the fact that when they don't have talent, it seems like the barometer for that, for us to really understand as an audience that they have lost their basketball talent, is that, I mean, we understand why, and it's because they've lost to a bunch of girls playing basketball. And that was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Even though when we watched it, Paul, you said that's not the reason why. Remember?
Do you guys want us to step out?
No, I was
saying... Maybe we should just... Why don't you guys and I just kind of...
I mean, Paul knows I loved playing basketball. And I said, wait a second. Are we to understand that, like,
Charles But you were
Barkley
playing girls basketball, not basketball.
Well, that's what the whole conversation was about. Take another sip, Paul. Take another sip.
I don't know which side to come down on it because I don't remember what I said exactly.
You were defending the film.
Yeah.
If we can call it that.
Yeah.
And you said, no. That's not what they're saying here. And I said, that's absolutely what they're saying.
What I thought they were saying was that he could be beaten by kids. But then in the immediate scene, it was like, I was beaten by girls. So I was wrong. I thought, oh, that's cool. They're showing like great young female basketball players. What a great message to send. But he can't beat kids. It's Charles Barkley. Of course he could beat kids. He should be able to beat kids. He's an adult NBA player. He should be able to.
He should be able to beat any young people of any gender.
By
exactly.
the way, he should be able to beat adults. Just yes. civilians.
Sure, but I think the idea was, in my mind, I gave the film the benefit of the doubt, which
you
was like...
You sure did, buddy.
And
you
I was
sure
like...
You sure did.
And I was like, oh, he's showing up at a basketball...
Paul,
like,
this is so... I don't even... Because I'm with June on this 100%. This is crazy what you're saying.
I told her I pulled it back because I just thought, oh,
because
it's
here's
cool.
the reality. If Charles Barkley's talent was taken away, anybody, any team of young women could just crush him.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I was just saying that I thought he's like, all right, you know what? I may not be able to play it at the NBA. Let me find some kids and I'll do it. And he just happened to find women or young girl basketball players. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's no difference then. But then in the next scene, he's like, I was beaten by girls. I was like, oh, well, okay,
June,
fuck this
were
movie.
You, did you audition for this?
I...
As a basketball phenom of the time, did you audition for any of these parts in the game?
You know, I was just focused on the sport at that time. I wasn't looking to transition into an acting career.
You were just WNBA bound.
I was just like,
but now this is interesting. You didn't go with your basketball team to go see Space Jam?
No, I didn't. I mean, when did this movie come out?
1996.
I was 16 years old. I was playing. I was in the prime of my career.
Well, let's go. Wow. Let's go out to the audience. Let's talk to them. Let's see if they are.
Do you need your hat?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go out into the audience right now, and I have a special hat for the occasion. I'll hold the mic, is what the hat says. All right. My hat is on. It's a reminder.
Got your hat. Got your mustache. You're going to the audience.
Let's do it. Sir, your name, Team Monstars, or Team Toon Squad, and your question.
My name is Frankie, and hardcore Team Toon Squad. And my question is, did you notice that at the end of the game, they flash to the scoreboard and they're down 10 points? And he's like, all right, get the ball to me. And then it goes back to the scoreboard and then they're just down 2 points.
I did notice that. That is a big thing on the internet, that the scoreboard, no one caught it. It's an animated film. It's not a real thing. They could have at any point fixed that scoreboard because I believe if I'm right, they score, they go on such a score run that it's as though like it's a blowout or something like that. But and then it goes down after halftime and then it goes down again. It's weird. The scoring is weird and not right for this movie. Did you guys notice that when you
just imagine the internet threads have lit a fire?
I not only didn't notice, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't occur to me at all to care. I don't know.
Not only is this man in a costume, he's in a full body costume, a Toon Squad costume as the Tasmanian Devil. Which reminds me of a quick story that I will tell.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody.
Brace yourselves.
Yeah, really, get ready. honestly, just center yourselves. Just remain calm. Go ahead, Paul.
I may have told this on this podcast
before.
Oh,
by the way, I would love it if all that this guy just said right now when Paul gives him the mic is... You can now be a hero or an idiot. Let's see how he chooses.
All right. I'll give him this chance so you can think about it as I tell this brief story. I was going to college. My parents were dropping me off at college. My mom said, I want to help decorate your room, get some stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond. I said, okay, sure. Get like a shower curtain, things like that.
That's decoration? I want to help decorate your dorm room. I'll get you a shower curtain? Oof.
She leaves and comes back, and everything she has bought is Tasmanian Devil. Tasmanian Devil shower curtain.
I have heard this story before.
Tasmanian Devil toothbrush holder. Tasmanian Devil soap dish. Looney Tunes bed sheets. Looney Tunes comforter.
Oh.
I am an adult going to college.
Oh.
And my room looks like it came out of a catalog for a five-year-old. And I said to my mom, I don't even like this character. And she said to me, but you played the Tasmanian Devil video game. It's your favorite character. And I said, no, it's not. We didn't return it. And for the whole freshman year in my dorm, it was fully decked out with Taz.
Was there ever a time in which you, forgive me, June, brought a girl back to your dorm room? June, and she saw your Tasmanian Devil sheets, shower curtain, and bathrobe, and she was like, Oh, Chicago, we're having a great time.
All right, sir. Your name, your question.
Brian, and so an urban legend is Michael Jordan took a year away to do baseball because he was gambling on basketball, and this was an agreement with the commissioner. Now, in this movie, he cheats in every sport that he participates in. Do you think that was a good marketing tool for him?
Amazing question.
Here's what he doesn't do, gamble on any of those sports, right?
No, he gambles on all of them.
Oh, he does? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I guess he does, oh, that's interesting.
So, because that was another thing that I wasn't, because this movie, again, didn't hit me because I was too old for it. I was removed a bit. Is this in the era where he is playing baseball, or has he already moved on from that and it's commenting on him playing baseball?
Commenting.
One of you decide.
He's already won 6 championships at this point. No?
Has he gone to the Wizards yet?
Hold on.
No,
he came back to the and had the best season, right? Wait, what's the facts that we need to know here? Sir, lean over just a little bit.
This is right after he came back from baseball. He won 3 championships previously.
Got it. So 3 championships, and then he comes back and has like one of his best years after baseball,
right? He comes
right?
back. Can I? Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and I know this. Does he come back to the Bulls?
Yes.
Okay, great.
They have the 72-10 season that still hasn't been beat.
All right. So he comes back and kills it.
So that's why he's willing to make fun of himself for the baseball debacle, right? Thank you.
All right, ma'am, your name and your question.
My name is Rebecca. And my question is, so during the halftime show, Wayne Knight's character goes into the Monstars locker room to spy. And I'm wondering what he was trying to gain
Yeah, because it wasn't like they were playing great basketball.
It was chaos on the court. The idea that he would try to go in there to understand like certain plays or strategy is absurd. It's just massive chaos out there.
Okay, well, here's my other question too. Michael Jordan becomes a cartoon at the end of the movie?
Wait, what?
At what point?
When his arm reaches out like 30 feet?
Yes. Well, yes, because they remind him that they're in Looney Tunes world in which the laws of physics do not, or the 3D world's physics do not apply.
It's time to get a little loony.
Such a good quote. It's time to get a little loony.
We have one Monstars person in the crowd. I see her wearing her Monstars jersey, so we will end it with you, ma'am. Your name, your question.
Hi, my name is Portia, and I was wondering.
Portia DeRossi?
No.
Wow. Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Obviously.
Portia the car?
So the Looney Tunes obviously live underground. Marvin the Martian lives on another planet, which is Mars, which exists in our solar system. Are we to assume that he lives underground, or is Mars different from Earth?
Well, here's a good question. So you're saying, is there a Mars underground? Because even when the Looney Tunes are underground, there's sky and air and water and everything else.
Yes.
So yes, so there is a Mars.
So Marvin the Martian lives on a Mars that exists in the solar system at the core of our Earth, where all of the Looney Tunes exists. So at the Earth's core is the Looney Tunes universe, which is underground. When Bugs Bunny goes underground in Looney Tunes world, I don't think it's our Earth. He's in their ecosystem, and the solar system exists, like space. Looney Tunes space exists within the core of Earth, right? Our space is where Danny DeVito lives, right? Because we leave our planet, go into outer space, there's a neon sign that points us towards Danny DeVito's planet. But then in order to get the Looney Tunes, we have to go back into our Earth, down,
through the Warner Brothers Looney logo. Looney Tunes space.
Yes, through the Warner Brothers logo into Looney Tunes space.
That's correct.
But not everyone passes through the Looney Tunes logo.
Well, some people are just brought to set by producers.
And there's some sort of deal where they're able to broadcast and get those broadcasts live transmitted from space. Wow, this movie is deeper than I thought. Did you guys know that there was actually a Space Jam video game as well? I'll show you a little.
I'll be honest, I only knew about the video game.
So you can kind of, you can just kind of take a look at what was going on there, which here we got people down. So this is the kind of the great play action you get.
Michael Jordan.
All right, good.
Bugs Bunny.
It's a lot of.
Were all movies made into video games at this time?
A lot, yeah.
A lot were. Okay.
So here's some of it seems like everything is loading. Okay. Oh, it's not even a basketball game. They're in Michael Jordan's house trying to steal his sneakers? That's part of the game? That's disturbing. Oh, you found a lot of sneakers. You found some shorts. This is a weird game. This is a plot-based game, not an NBA game. Oh, here we go.
Evening, everybody in Looney Tune land, as well as Moron Mountain.
I mean, here's the... Can I say something about the sneakers? It is interesting. Like, the movie is a commercial. I understand that it's based on a commercial and stuff, but it really does posit a world in which Michael Jordan has no talent unless he's wearing sneakers.
And well, he was wearing his golf shoes, so he couldn't, you know, he was sticking to the floor.
I thought he wasn't wearing, because when he gets sucked into the Looney Tune world, aren't the golf shoes left up there?
One is. One's on, one's off.
Okay, so when he's down in Looney Tune world, he has one shoe on?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to do anything with one shoe
on. Of course. That's why he's like, let me get me my shoes.
Right. Here's, I guess what I'm saying is he could probably still play basketball with
Seems to also be like, let me see if I remember it. Oh, the thing that you're amazing at better than anyone in the world, you might have forgotten how to do. Like, even on a simple level. The thing that kind of blew my mind was that he gambled his family.
That was troubling.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure, now listen, I was so excited to see Bill Murray. Again, a crazy Bill Murray fan over here. Just, I love him so much. I was so happy to see him, but I assumed that we were going to see Michael Jordan's son at the end. And I assumed we would tie that in and that he would come play somehow and he would...
Well, he doesn't ever want to have his son be better than him. How could he retain his masculinity and manhood if his son was better than him or something?
What are you saying?
His son was better at baseball. He was already jealous of him.
Did you... Okay. I'll leave it there.
I've been here the whole
leave it time. There.
We have heard from the Toon Squad. We have heard from the Monstars. And now it's time to hear a different opinion. It's now time for Second Opinions.
I relived my childhood while rewatching this. Just to have Paul June and Jason Mantzoukas go criticize it while I still prize it. I will leave it 5 stars. Space Jam really raised the bar. And if you tell me this was not a win, I'll go and leave 5 stars again. It's my second opinion. Well, I think that it's the only one. I will leave it 5 stars. I will leave it 5 stars. I will leave it 5 stars. Fuck our
amazing. What's your name? Isaac. Give it up for Isaac!
Well done.
All right. Those were amazing songs. Now let's get into the reviews. 2,784 reviews for this film. 77% are 5-star.
Wow.
This one is, the title is MJ's Ultimate Gift to the World. This movie.
Okay, wait. Michael Jordan's ultimate gift to the world? Mm-hmm.
Is Space Jam.
This movie is definitely in my top 37 of all time.
All Sorry, right, I Paul, mean, is this the review or is this you speaking?
Space Jam is Michael Jordan's gift to the world. I don't believe in coincidences. Every person is placed on this earth to fulfill a specific purpose. Before being able to star in this film, Michael Jordan had to first get cut from his high school basketball team, vow to become the best player in the world, make over 100 free throws per practice, win the NCAA championship, then three-peat NBA championships, then try to play baseball, then come back to make this movie in the middle of his second three-peat. MJ had to have all these things happen for Space Jam to exist, which is arguably better than his entire NBA career because it has Bugs Bunny and Bill Murray, 5 stars.
That's amazing.
Review number 2 from D. Mackey, Michael's Secret Stuff. I don't get this movie, but my boys 10, 12, and 16 all like it, and that's what matters. 5 stars. Precious Jewel writes, always loved the movie, ordered it because my husband wouldn't stop talking about it. But then when we saw it was on Hulu the same day, I picked it up from the post office. Oh, LOL. Well, I guess it's great for if the Wi-Fi goes down or on road trips or long flights. 5 stars.
How much are they planning on watching it? I guess it's good to have a physical backup in case you need to see Space Jam.
I mean,
but it's like a storm.
Yeah, there's a natural disaster, and
or you're in like a country that doesn't have the streaming that can accommodate as Hulu.
You need a hard copy.
You gotta have that hard copy.
Gotta have that hard copy
in case the hurricane heist happens. Thomas W. writes, 5 stars, no questions asked. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is the greatest human athlete to ever grace our courts and our silver screen, America. 5 stars.
Wow.
This is from JWW. The basketball fan in me was appalled by the number of obvious flagrant fouls committed in the game by both sides, which went uncalled by referee Marvin the Martian. And the fact the clock operator seemed to be sleeping, seriously, 5 seconds passed in the movie while only 1 second came off the clock. But this movie requires a lot of suspension of disbelief. 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think?
Oh. Yeah.
You think? This movie that takes place in Looney Tunes land requires some suspension of disbelief?
And then finally, this is from Anne Fry, and she writes, love this
Anne
movie.
Anne Frank?
Fry.
Anne Fry.
Love this movie. So cute. I'm not a basketball fan, but I do know Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Charles Barkley. The other three, I'm sorry to say, I don't know them. 5 stars.
That's great.
Jason, June, we talked about how damn popular this movie was. We know how much it made. We are disagreeing about the jam. The tagline was, get ready to jam.
Why? Why get ready to jam?
And the other tagline was, together, they might just save the world. Nope, that's not part of the movie
save
at all.
Save the world.
Not a
thing. No idea the world was in peril.
Also, which world? Looney Tunes world? Our world?
Who knows? Couple of hidden things that you might not know, but are fun to mention. The monolith from 2001 is in the movie. When they're flying towards Moron Mountain, you can see that flying past them. And when the Monstars, as little creatures, go to the basketball game, they are dressed just like Tom Baker from Doctor Who, wearing the exact same scarf. Michael Jordan would not agree to do the sequel, so it was canceled.
Until now.
They released many versions of these sneakers. There are an Air Jordan mid Lola. There's an Air Jordan mid hair because Bugs Bunny is an honorary member of the Jordan brand. So there are many Bugs Bunny and Lola Bunny shoes out there. And finally, last but not least, I will say this, that the Space Jam site is the same that it has been since the film was released. Never updated online. Just go to spacejam.com.
Wow. Ooh, stellar souvenirs, just like Stellar Skateboard.
Exactly. You can click on that, and you can go here and watch screensavers, sound clips, postcards.
Guys, I need you to understand. This is what the internet used to look like. This, for me, looks like the internet. Wow. There's the gun. Oh,
Junior Dam, the kids await you at the Looney Tunes land. Click different parts of the picture for lots of funs and games. Coloring book, you can just color a big, color it in. Have fun with that. So definitely check out the spacejam.com website.
Wow.
Jason, June, would you recommend this movie? Jason, first.
Boof. Ah, boy, I don't know. This is a tough one. I know this movie's beloved, and I know this is like, for a lot of people, this movie was important at an age when they were growing up, and this was meaningful to them. This was a pile of turds for me. It was neither good nor so bad it was good. It was just kind of a commercial. It was a long commercial for, like, everything.
And listen, like I said, I'm much more into Looney Tunes, so it wasn't enough of that instead of the... It was much more NBA basketball, all that stuff, than the Looney Tunes stuff, which I would have preferred. I would have preferred more space be given to the Marvin the Martians, to the Sylvester and Tweeties, to all of those characters that, for me, I grew up on. So the answer is, no thank you, pass. Or thank you, next.
Diane Raphael.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same, except I would have preferred more of the NBA players. And I would have preferred learning a bit more about them, spending a little bit more time in that house,
so you
more
would have liked
rooms.
To have gotten out of the Looney Tunes and just seen
basketball
players.
Yeah, I wanted
players.
To be a part of that town and see where all those kids dispersed to.
You wanted
to
be
minivan.
Part of the town where Michael Jordan's playing AAA ball?
Yeah. And I wanted to... I actually loved... I agree the house was not... It made no sense that a man who made that much money lived in that home. But I did like that house and found it very comforting in like a father of the bride type of way. It looked like that house to me. And,
you want to kind of see like a father of the bride with Michael Jordan.
I love the movie Father of the Bride.
By the way, if that's the movie, I'm in. I'm also into a movie in which Michael Jordan moves to small town America in order to like have a family, play baseball, have a kid who plays baseball, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And it's never cartoon world. Or,
oh my God.
I'm okay with that.
For a split second, when they were piling out of that minivan, I thought his wife was played by Regina King for just like 2 seconds. And I was so excited. I love her so much.
Sure.
And I thought, wow, I had no idea that this movie existed. And I am about to watch her play his wife, and I cannot wait. And then it fell apart pretty quickly. But that other movie I would have loved to have seen.
Well, for me, I disagree with both of you. I wanted to see more of Moron Mountain. How do they run it? What are the rides? What's the infrastructure?
Well, you love theme parks.
Love a
you
good
love
theme, park.
Theme parks. You have two. Your three favorite theme parks are Disneyland.
Yep.
Moron Mountain.
Yep.
And the one in the Adventures of Pinocchio, where all the bad boys get turned into donkeys.
It's totally true. It's called Pleasure Island. It's lovely, as long as you don't go on the ride, because it'll turn you into a donkey or whatever corresponding animal you're acting like. Anyway, no big deal. I agree. I was very excited to watch this movie. I got very nervous that we picked the wrong movie based on the reaction that I got online, and now I'm confident we picked the right movie. Space Jam. File this under. You're wrong. thank you, Chicago!
We did it, Chicago!
Thank you, Chicago. What a great night. Thank you to Avril Halley, our movie pick and producer, who is always finding us the best films. And you know what? Space Jam was one that we really definitely need to do. Also, our Chicago theater staff and audience. Guys, there were some issues in Chicago. There were some audience issues in Chicago. I appreciate all of you for all your confusion. It was not us. We tried to deal with them the best way we possibly could. I think Ticketmaster stepped up there and really helped out a lot of people as well. But it seemed like a real clusterfuck for a couple people, and I really want to apologize once again. But I think the end result is that we need to come back to Chicago. We love Chicago. We will be back in Chicago. A big thanks to Nate Kiley, who, by the way, has a beautiful baby. And is still pulling research down and just killing it at all times. Thank you, Nate. Thank you for everyone in Chicago who treated us so good. All the amazing restaurants we went to when we were there. We really did. We did it up and we loved it. We love Chicago. Oh my gosh. So good, so good, so good. And I guess what I want to say to you is this. If you want to wear something that says how'd this get made on it, head to tpublic.com/store/HDTGM. And if you want to talk more about this, give me a call on our new mini episodes at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. And we'll talk about your life or we can talk about this movie. Either way, you can leave messages for either one. We will deal with it all. And then finally, I want to just say to all of you, Space Jam isn't good. All right, we'll see you next week on How Did This Get Made? How did this get made?